Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Toby with your 11am headlines. A report from the Queensland Government has found that over $100 million was spent on temporary buildings for the state schools last financial year. The report comes as some experts warn that a reliance on demountables could affect student well-being. In response to a question from Labor in State Parliament, Education Minister John Paul Langbrook told Parliament there was a total of 2,861 demountables in the state. Associate Professor Julie Morris, a learning environment specialist, said, quote, "I have seen demountables done well, but I'm mostly concerned about what it signals to students," end quote. Maywa Greens MP Michael Berkman said Indooroopilly State High's demountables, quote, "stick out like a sore thumb." The failure to forward plan does mean that kids and teachers are getting a second-rate experience, Mr. Beckman said.
And Brisbane 2032 Olympics president Andrew Liveris has defended charging businesses $250 a head to attend the launch of the Olympic and Paralympic procurement program. Speaking at a Queensland University of Technology Business Leaders Forum in Brisbane on Thursday, Liveris said it was appropriate for the organising committee for the Olympic Games to use the event as a fundraising opportunity. Liveris said, unlike government-funded vital infrastructure delivery, the event itself was privately funded through sponsorship and other fundraising. He said, quote, "there's no apology for charging to actually raise some revenue," end quote.
And in national news, a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into waterway contamination has made two findings relating to the Belaloobula River in central west New South Wales. Fish caught in the Belaloobula River by the EPA found to have up to 40 times the PFOS level that triggers a food safety warning. Late last month, warning signs were installed along the river more than a year after the contaminants were found. Local community member Digby Rowland and his family, who have lived alongside the river for generations, said that if he were warned earlier about the forever chemicals, he and his family would, quote, "probably wouldn't have been that keen to have anything to do with the river," end quote.
And there has been another blow to the reputation of the Australian Taxation Office after they began pursuing decade-old debts at the start of the year. One taxpayer who spoke to The Guardian received phone calls demanding payments of debts dating back to 2006, saying that, quote, "the burden of proof is bizarrely on the taxpayer," end quote. The individual said that the debts had only appeared in his tax portal this year. The debts being pursued do predate the five-year period to retain records, so the responsibility does fall on the taxpayer to contest the payments. It has not been disclosed why the ATO has started pursuing these payments.
And in international news today, dozens of American citizens are seeking asylum in Australia due to increasing political volatility in the US. At least 29 US citizens have applied for humanitarian protection visas in the first 6 months of Trump's second presidency. The Deputy Chief Executive of Asylum Seeker Resource Center, Jenna Favero, said the center had seen an increase in callers from the US to its helpline. Ms. Favero said, quote, "we're deeply concerned about the increasing attacks on human rights in the United States, and in particular the targeting of the LGBTQIA+ community," end quote. No protection visas have been granted yet, and it could take months or years for them to be finalized.
And for your weather, it is all sunshine for your long weekend, Brisbane, so get out to enjoy it. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high, and the UV index is at a 9, which is in the very high band. So don't forget to slip, slop, and slap this long weekend. That's all for your news at 11am. Tune in tomorrow for Brisbane Line, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Paradigm Shift's podcast is available online and via your favourite podcasting app, challenging the assumptions of our current...